seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we love
for guys we'll never see.
Maybe things will be better in Chicago.
You really play a perfect game. But to have guys out there flying around, going full speed, you know, making plays and mistakes at the same time, to me, you can't ask for more than that. You know, you obviously work toward trying to be fundamentally sound and not have any mistakes at all. But at the same time, I mean, they get paid just like we do. So, unfortunately, we have some stuff going on with certain guys that you just can't even just kind of put a Band-Aid over it and keep going. If I were to tell you about all the injuries that I'm dealing with, you would start laughing right now. But it's obviously it's nothing that's prohibiting me from playing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they take pretty good care of us here. So at the end of the day, it's just a matter of just trusting and believing in your rehab, your recovery, your massages, your chiropractor. Just being, like I say, once again, just staying on top of your body and taking care of yourself. It would carry you along. It'll take you a long ways. You know, with Coach Foss, he actually makes a good point. You know, we're so close. Just to sum up his message to the team is we're so close. And when you go back and you look at the film and you see a couple of plays, I mean, I guess every game, wins or losses come down to a few plays. And to see how close we are is a lot of motivation to see that maybe if we could just avoid having this mistake, this offside penalty, this drop ball. You know what I'm saying? If we could eliminate that, then we come away victorious. But that's one of the keys to winning the games, you know? Like I said, once again, they get paid how we do. It's just a matter of us making sure that we don't do anything to hurt ourselves as a team.
Chicago Bears linebacker Willie Young, who went fishing three times against the Indianapolis Colts. Welcome to the Chicago Bears Beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, this is kind of a review show and a show for this coming week against the Jags. Boy, oh boy, Willie had said a mouthful there. He said, oh, we're so close. They're so close to, I guess, being respectable, and they're really close to being winless.
They are really close to being winless. A couple plays that don't go their way, they're sitting at 0-5 right now.
Yes, they are. And that game, we were feeling good. The game was going great. You can't say great. It was going respectable. Hoyer, to me, that's why he's a backup. That's why he's a career backup. He missed it. He should have seen that. Jay would have said, oh, my goodness, I haven't seen this in 3 years, one-on-one with Alshon.
To be a successful NFL QB to win games, you have to take advantage of those kind of opportunities to win the game. It didn't have to be a great throw to Jeffrey. It just had to be an average, decent throw.
Yes.
And Jeffrey would have caught it for at least a first down. At least. And that would have won the game for us, basically.
Don't get me wrong. You have 500 yards in offense. I'm sorry. You need to score 30 or 40 points with that kind of offense, don't you think?
With that many yards, you should at the very least, score 4 touchdowns. At least.
Connor Barth, what do you think?
Cut him. That's my only word for him. Cut him.
Did they bring anybody in this week?
No.
They did not?
No, he's struggling. I think.
Oh, yeah. You said a mouthful, too, just like Willie.
Do you think they'll just bite the bullet, cut him, and re-sign Robbie?
No.
You think so?
I think a lot of egos. I hope I'm wrong. And I was the first one to say it was time for Robbie to go. But I think they should have been more prepared, looked around, got somebody that would have been, you know, a little more acceptable. Especially, he hasn't even got to the bad weather yet.
I like what Tom Otto said. When you cut somebody, you better have somebody at the position to do the job just as good as them or just do it well. You mm-hmm. have to. Because if you cut them and have no replacement, what's the point of cutting him?
Speaking of that, we've really raved about him the last couple of weeks, and boy, oh boy, when they got rid of Matt Forte, which he was a great Bear, he'll always be a Bear in our minds, Jordan Howard.
fantastic game. He was patient. He waited for his blockers. He broke tackles. Mm-hmm. Everything Jeremy Wayford needed to do.
Right.
I think that game won the job for Howard.
I think it's going to be a nice two-headed monster when Jeremy gets back. I think I heard it somewhere today. He's the number one guy for amount of yards per touch running backs in the NFL right now. Not just rookies, of all of them.
Which is great because mm-hmm. when you're a running back, you're not going to get the most touches in this passing week. So every touch you get, you have to make the most of it.
Yeah.
And Wayford, the thing about him, whenever he got touched, he always fell down.
Yeah,
he had no yards after carry. Jordan Howard has like four.
He's a bruiser. He's
yeah.
more of a bruiser. But, I mean, when we were talking, you know, he has that high step that I thought, man, I said he looked like Walter there in a couple ways. You know, don't get me wrong. He's no Walter.
No, not
well, at least
close.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But you don't know. But the man is, you can tell he's on a mission.
Here's a little trivia question, speaking of rookie running backs.
Okay.
Which player in Bears history has the most yards from scrimmage in a single game in their rookie season?
I'm going to go in his rookie season. Boy, that's a toughie. Neil Anderson.
Number one, Walter Payton.
Walter Payton, okay.
December 21st, 1975, he had 196 yards from scrimmage. Number two is Anthony Thomas, and three, Jeremy Wayford.
You don't remember Anthony Thomas, but he had a heck of a season 2001. Is that when he did it?
Yep.
He was the A-train, boy. He was good. He was good. I heard, and Thomas Jones, boy, you know, he wasn't drafted by him, but boy, he was a nice running back for the Bears, and they could really depend on him. On that.
That was a nice little trivia question.
I love that trivia question there. Hey, by the way, now, we want to always thank our friends of the podcast for checking us out, sharing the podcast. And remember, you can catch our podcast on Podomatic. You can also email us at chicagobearsbeat@gmail.com.
Follow me on Twitter, @CadenBailey. Follow my dad, @TheBaileys. And follow the podcast, @BearsBeatPod.
Right.
And you can also catch the show on iTunes, 5-star review, Podbean, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio.
And there's others.
Yeah.
There's others. There's others that's picked the show up.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the podcasting is really, it's going good. Now, we're a little early this week, which is great, because last week we did it Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, this week we're doing it Wednesday. Your brother getting married
this
Saturday, so... Our game, we'll have to watch it on a DVR delay or listen to it on the...
Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, on the radio because we'll have to just check it out. Then we'll be in North Carolina up on a mountaintop watching a wedding. Yeah, so that should be fun on Saturday morning. So the game... Oh, you know who else had a kind of a breakout game, but he also had a bad game. Bad
moment, let's say.
Bad moment in that game was Cameron Meredith.
We were all excited for Kevin White, and then Cam Meredith this season kind of almost took White's spot when he went down.
Yeah, he did.
He's performing. People aren't excited about Meredith. If White was doing this, you'd be ecstatic.
He'd
be so happy. It's time to get excited about him because he showed that he can do it. Now I just want to see repeat performances of it.
I don't want to see a repeat of that fumble that killed us.
No, that was just...
that killed us. Penalties killed us.
Penalties. Oh, don't even get me started.
Jordan Howard ran that one in for a touchdown.
Holding.
It was a face mask or holding Massey.
And then Langford had a penalty. Howard had a penalty holding the face mask.
But, yeah, so, I mean, we got a field goal out of that one. What about the field goal try? It was a 54. He missed it, but there was a penalty. He's got a second chance to go 49.
Now, most kickers make that on their second chance.
He kicked it. First one was wide right, second one right left. I don't know. I hope they brought a few guys in for tryouts at least this week.
Yeah, because that's looking rough.
The defense, we couldn't stop T.Y. Hilton.
He's the only guy that killed us. If we stop T.Y.,
Yeah.
I don't want to say dominate, but we beat him pretty good.
Yeah, and you know, Andrew Luck did not look what you call super impressive. He looked good.
He looked good, yeah.
He looked good.
And Willie Young came and brought his game.
Yeah.
Three sacks, went fishing a lot, hope he caught
Bullard
a lot of
got
fish.
A sack, his first one.
Got a sack, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Ford was on the sideline. We didn't get to see him.
We didn't even dress. He didn't play.
Yeah, he was on the sideline.
He had the calf or something?
Yeah,
or
calf.
Achilles or something like that. A lot of guys not playing. I'm just hoping.
Dane Trevathan was back.
He was back. He was playing with that big thing on his hand. So he made a couple of plays. Jay wasn't back. And, boy, the team itself is being very... I don't know what to think about this whole Jay situation. I really think he's healthy. He should play. You know, he's getting paid. He should play. He could have made those plays.
We win that game
with no doubt in my mind. We win that game because the protection they're giving Hoyer, and Hoyer's doing a respectable job, I have to say. He hasn't had any picks. But, you know, he's a backup, and that's what he is.
I have to say about the offensive line, I was reading an article in Bleacher Report today. It was the All-22 team. It's the best players from week to week.
Yeah.
Guess who from the Bears was on the offensive line?
He's been there every week. Cody Whitehair.
Yep, Cody Whitehair.
He's having... Now, that's great, but what are you going to do with Grissou next year? Well, Whitehair is a guard.
Yeah, he's naturally a guard, but he's the guy that can play any position.
Yeah, he's good.
No, but if Grissou comes in and doesn't perform... Keep Whitehair at center.
Oh yeah, but you want him to perform. We're young. We're trying to build. And Grissou, I mean, he was a pretty high draft pick, wasn't he? Second or third round.
Third round.
Yeah. So we lost. That's all we can say.
Yeah.
Should have had the game won.
Penalties and a missed throw.
I mean, we overall outplayed them every which way.
We really did. We just couldn't stop every time we needed to get a stop. It seemed like a 20-yard pass to Hilton, a 50-yard pass to Hilton, a 5-yard pass to him every time.
Yeah, it was really kind of, stunk. Stunk it up, really. So, but this week, now this team beat the Colts.
Jags.
And they've won one game.
Yeah, if we lose to this team, we're going 1-7. We really are.
Because the week after that is what? Minnesota? No, it's the Packers, maybe.
Yeah, it's the Packers. And then I think it's a bye in Minnesota.
Mm.
I think it's something like that. But I know for sure we have the Packers and Vikings coming up. And that Vikings defense, we'll just say this right now, is scary.
They are. They are. And Sam Bradford's doing a good job. As NFC North teams, we don't like any of them.
No.
We only like one.
The Bears.
It's the Bears. So, but I guess... Wouldn't mind seeing the Vikings do better than the Packers.
I wouldn't mind that either. this defense is not 85 Bear level yet.
Oh, no, not
but
even.
But I've seen through the first five games, the Vikings are lead them in every category except takeaways.
Well, that Anthony Barr something.
He is.
He's good.
Oh, he's
Boy, he's
dominant.
Good. We'll get to him when we talk to Vikings. The Jags, I was expecting much more from them this year.
Everybody was.
Everybody was
saying at the very least 8-8.
Yeah.
If they get to 8-8 now, it's going to be a miracle.
I mean, Bortles, I've kind of lost track, but I've not seen great numbers for him for fantasy or anything.
He hasn't. He'll make a big mistake, then he'll throw a nice touchdown. He's just inconsistent. Now, he's not like Derek Carr on the other hand for the Raiders.
Right.
He's just tearing it.
You know, and Julius Thomas, that was a big free agent signing the year before last.
Hasn't
year before.
Done much.
Nothing.
Hasn't done anything.
And he was a big timer for the Broncos,
but he had
Peyton Manning that helped. What about those defensive guys? They got some good ones out there. I mean,
I think they're so young right now.
Yeah.
They're just trying to get their chemistry together and they're learn how to perform at a high level, which I think maybe after this season, which it may be too late for Gus Bradley, they'll perform at a daunted defense.
So the Jags, though, are they more of a running or are they more passing oriented with Bortles now? Are they still passing, you think?
Well, they've been behind in so many games, they have to throw the ball a lot. So expect to see a lot of passing.
Is it Julius or who are they going to the most on their teams? Allen Hurts. See, now it's not ringing a bell with me, Allen Hurts.
He's a very good receiver, and then I think the other one's Allen Robinson. They're both very good receivers. They have a very good receiving core in the NFL, probably top five.
I wonder, did the hurricane affect them? Oh, is it at home or is it away? I can't remember. Check that out and see.
Because if it's at, it is.
Where is that at?
Thursday night game is Broncos at Chargers. That's going to be a good one.
Broncos at Chargers?
Yeah. It is at Soldier Field.
Oh, good.
Noon.
Soldier Field at noon, so...
The
Jags, so don't have to worry about any flooding or anything like that. And I think the weather's going to be decent in Chicago.
Yeah.
Now, don't they still have the guy from Michigan who was the quarterback?
Denard Robinson?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they do, but if he plays, it's like a almost like a halfback wildcat type
wildcat
of deal.
Type of thing. Yeah. So the Jags, though, Gus Bradley, they're thinking his days might be numbered.
I really think they are. If they lose this game, I really think like he has to get it going sometime because they had high expectations this season. Even the owner did.
Mm-hmm.
They were everybody's predicting them to go 10-6, 11-5, 9-7, and make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. At least they got a swimming pool, right?
The cabanas.
They got the swimming pool cabanas. The Bears don't have that, but I don't think they come in too handy in the
wintertime.
In the wintertime there.
Ice skate.
So basically, 2-1 and what is it? Five teams? Four teams?
Yeah.
What are we? 1-4?
We're 1-4.
1-4. Hard to get excited, but I don't know what to say other than, I mean, do we want the Bears now just to cash it in and go for that number one draft pick?
I hate to say it. I think yes.
I want to see them compete. I want to see them. I mean, because they're not. See, if they won the rest of the games, it'd be a great season.
It'd be a fantastic
yeah.
season.
But I don't have any Kool-Aid in here tonight, so I don't see that happening. I don't see it happening at all. Yeah, it's we'll have to see. We'll have to see. I think our defense could rattle Bortles a little bit. I think it's possible. What do you think the key is for this game this Saturday?
If Bortles gets under pressure,
mm-hmm.
he's very flustered and he will make bad decisions, which our defense needs to make more turnovers. We have not done that. We didn't have any versus Indy. We need to get more turnovers to get our offense better field position so we don't have to start at the 25 every time.
Mm-hmm.
It will help Brian Hoyer out even more so we don't have kick field goals and get touchdowns.
Well, they've got some big names on their team now. They went for free agency, Prince Amukamara.
Yeah.
He's on the team on the defense. Aurelius Ben, he's a name.
Their offense has been inept, basically.
Yeah, I mean, and I thought I'd just seen another one, too, that was a
well-known guy, Malik Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, they've got some names. Dante Fowler Jr., isn't he a rookie or second year?
He's second year coming off torn ACL.
Torn ACL, because I know that was a big name they also had.
The fifth overall pick this year, Jalen Ramsey.
What about Chris Ivory? Is he doing anything for him?
No.
Nothing. And he was running very well.
For the Saints.
And for the Jets.
Yeah, Gus Bradley, he's not an offensive-minded coach. He needs a better offensive coordinator.
Is Jalen Ramsey doing anything?
He's been having an all right season.
Yeah.
Just like you see, ever since the Bills fired the offensive coordinator, they went a 3-game winning streak and have scored 7 more points. And talking about offensive coordinators, the Ravens.
Yeah. He never lasts more than 2 years. The Ravens canned our favorite guy, Mark Trestman.
Yep.
But I think that's been came out everywhere he's been 2 years, except for that place in
Montreal.
Everywhere else, 2 years, that is it for him. So
I think that'll be his last NFL job.
Well, it really, you don't know. I mean, that's kind of funny because you just don't know on these guys. But the teams itself are, I wonder if there'll be a lot of no-shows at this game.
I think there will be.
You know, and boy, it's just hard to...
It's very hard to see the Bears in this down state.
It is. It's tough. I mean, it's just not... this is really down. But the one thing, consolation I have, I see hope for the future because we're young.
We're very young. It's not like we're a team that had a huge expectation with a bunch of young stars coming in and we need to win now.
Right.
It's not like that. We're developing.
We are definitely doing that. So, but right now we're bottom of the standings, and the standings were 1-4, and the Lions are ahead of us 2-3. So the Packers are 3-1. So I mean, the Vikings are 5-0. Wow.
Yeah, they're dominant. Stat Bradford's looking like a number one pick.
You know, Jeffrey, he hasn't been targeted a lot either.
I think he's not happy about that because you saw him after the drive. He was sitting there on the bench just with his hands over his head, and you could just tell he was mad.
He didn't even shake hands with the other team or anything like that at all.
I think he was very upset with Hoyer.
Yeah, I mean, those things happen, but we'll have to see down the road because our schedule coming up,
tough.
It's not the greatest. I mean, it's not going to... We thought the beginning of the schedule was going to be good, Okay. After this Jags game.
Packers by Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, that no.
Oh.
Packers, then yeah. Minnesota, then a bye, and they might need it. I mean, there's a lot of games coming up. Tampa Bay, the Giants, Tennessee.
The only game, I'm being completely honest here, the only game that I see us having a very good chance at winning is the Niners.
But even the Niners. And that'd probably be the Colin Kaepernick game where he comes, because he's starting this week. It'll probably be the game he has a breakout game.
Like 300 yards, 200 yards rushing.
I'll tell you what. We'll get into what we're thinking. We kind of did. I mean, obviously, we got to draft a quarterback. We got a lot of draft picks, I think, next year. What do you got?
NFL games.
Let's go ahead and do that real quick. Boy, I don't mean to sound down, but boy, oh boy, it's not looking pretty.
Because right now, the buzz is Chicago. Cubs.
Cubs. Hey, that game's. Those were awesome.
Fantastic.
And those were great. I mean, that game last night. You're a friend of the podcast. I know you like the Cubs. Everybody's rooting for the Cubs. Even the White Sox fans, they just won't admit it.
They're staying quiet.
Yeah, they just won't admit it there. But let's go ahead and take a look at this week's games. Any other big things we got to look at this game this weekend? I don't think so. Not playing, right?
Jay's not playing.
Not playing, so yeah. Let's just look at the rest of the league this week.
The Color Rush game. Broncos at Chargers.
You know what? Chargers have really stunk it up, too.
They've been winning in every game in the fourth quarter.
They win at least three quarters of every game.
Yeah.
But that don't matter.
Nope.
So I've got to go with Broncos.
I'm going Broncos, too. They're going to come back after that slacking from the Falcons.
Yeah, I predicted that one wrong last week.
Eagles at Redskins. Eagles coming off their first loss, and Wentz threw his first interception at the worst possible
time. That was against Detroit, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Washington. What's the record on those?
Redskins are 3-2.
3-2. I'm going with this. I'm going with the Eagles.
I'm going Redskins. This is a pivotal game for them to get back in the. It's a very good division now.
It is. It is.
I'm picking Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers at Dolphins at Dolphins team. That stadium was completely empty.
I said that's the place to go see the Bears play.
And they just did a huge renovation.
Yeah, Miami. Miami. I guess they need to trade for Jay. I'll take a first round pick.
If we got a first,
give us a first.
If we got a first in like 2 seconds,
give us 2 seconds. Why not? Do it. But it's not going to happen. And yeah. I think they're gonna get their butts handed to them on that.
Browns
one.
At Titans. Now something a little bit
funny.
Oh
boy, it's tough.
The Browns Twitter in a span of 3 minutes. Here's what it said: Charlie Whitehurst is in at QB. Cody Kessel is bringing back to the bench from the locker room. And then Terrell Pryor is in at QB. They have so many QB issues, it's not even funny. I'm going Titans.
I am too. I'm going Titans. You haven't heard a lot about Mariota yet, though.
You really haven't.
No.
Bengals at Patriots. The Bengals have not. They've been average this season.
I'm going with Tom Brady.
I'm going Tom Brady, too. He destroyed the Browns. 49ers at Bills. The Bills are on a roll. I'm going Bills.
49ers at the Bills?
Yep.
Yeah, I got to go with Bills.
Ravens at Giants.
Ravens at the Giants. I think the Ravens are kind of in a little bit of disarray. I'm going to go with Giants.
If they had the better special teams, they'd be winning right. They'd be 5-0 right now.
But the Giants really got shellacked by Minnesota.
They did.
I was just not expecting that. I really thought they would be able to do something good. But now the Super Bowl is not there this year, though.
No.
Where is it?
It's at Houston.
Houston, okay, that's right.
I'm going
right.
Ravens.
Yeah.
And speaking of special teams, I didn't mention this. Gary Kubiak for the Broncos is in the hospital, so former Bears special team coach Joe DiCamillo is coaching for him.
Oh, and he was a terrible special teams coach.
Oh, awful.
Awful. He's right up there with Mel Tucker as the defensive coordinator, so yeah. But, yeah, I mean, super nice guy. I'm glad he did it. Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't put Wayne as a...
Yeah, Wade.
Yeah, Wade Phillips, yeah, is the coach. For
Rams
the
at Lions.
I'm on the Rams train. I am. I don't know. I mean, they'll probably let me down, just like my fantasy team. But I'm going to go with the Rams.
Rams. Panthers at Saints. The Panthers are awful.
Boy, they're both terrible, aren't they?
Yeah.
Are they both only won a game?
Yep.
Is Cam out yet? We don't know.
Not yet.
We don't know yet. I'm going to, and they're at the Saints.
Yep.
Boy, I hate to do this to our old... former Bear Ron Rivera, but we got to go with the Saints on this one.
I'm going Panthers. Chiefs at Raiders.
Boy, we've disagreed on a lot.
I know this week.
That's good. Chiefs at the Raiders. I'm going with the Raiders.
Oh, Derek Carr. I wish the Bears could have him right now. He's so good. Jack Del Rio is coaching that team to a T. He's making the ballsy moves when he needs to. He's doing a great job. Cowboys at Packers.
I have some friends that are going to be there this week, too, at the Cowboys and Packers. I cannot pick the Packers. We're going with Dak Prescott. He's on a roll. And they say Tony Romo is really ready to go very soon. So I'm going on a limb. At Lambeau, this could be a signature win for Mr. Prescott. I'm going with the Cowboys, which I don't like them either, but I like them a little better than the Packers.
I'm going Packers. And if you're the Cowboy, if you're Jason Garrett, how can you not start Prescott over Romo?
Well,
I just don't see that.
You got to go with the hot hand, as John Fox says, right?
Yep. Falcons at Seahawks. The Falcons off to another 5-0 start.
I'm going to go with the upset. Falcons beat Seahawks.
I don't know if that's an upset right now.
At Seattle?
Yeah.
Seattle. Okay, yep.
Colts at Texans. Brock Osweiler has not looked worth the
same. I'm going to go with the Colts.
I'm going Colts, too.
Yep.
Jets at Cardinals, the Monday night game. The Jets, Ryan Fitzpatrick, hot garbage.
Did you see, what's his name is on injured reserve now?
Eric Decker.
Yeah, Eric Decker, he's out.
Cardinals, lock it, book it.
Put it in the bank. Now, is Carson Palmer still out? Suffering from his, it doesn't matter. They're going to win.
And then the most important game of the week to us.
Yep.
Jaguars at Bears.
I'll let you go.
Jaguars 24. Bears 27.
Okay.
MVP, Cam Meredith.
Cam Meredith, MVP. I'm going to go the beloved Bears 36. The dreaded Jags, 14. This is going to be the Bears' blowout of the year, and then they're going to probably lose the rest of the game. But we're going to see what happens here. Is there a guarantee that Jay's not playing this week?
It's not a guarantee. It's still possible, but expect Hoyer. After this game, I would really be expecting Jay to play.
Against the Packers.
Yeah.
This is a way to bring them back. Packers, Minnesota. Hey,
it's a Monday night game.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a Thursday.
It's Thursday, yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. We got the Cubs playing Saturday and Sunday. We got the Bears on Sunday. We got a wedding on Saturday. We're going to be driving down to North Carolina. We got a busy time coming up. And I know a lot of our friends of the podcast are very busy people. I stopped in and met one. In our local area, one of our first T-shirt winners.
The first
T-shirt winner with the podcast. So we want to put a shout-out to Leander, full of love. Nice to see you the other day. And, you know, if you got a question, send it over to Kamen. Tweet it to him. Send it over to the email. Anything you might want to talk about, want us to talk about on the show, we'll do it. We talked a lot of just basic football today, and that's what it's all about. So, friends, share the podcast when you can. Let folks know about it. And always, you know, the one thing as a Bears fan, you got to do, especially in times like these.
Well, it's braver to stay, even braver to go. Wherever she goes, I go. Everything will be better in Chicago. Southside we call home. My coat and my hat, I say goodbye to all that. Everything will be better in Chicago. Mary.